Hello and welcome to Revelation Expectations. And this is episode 19 entitled Heaven's Preparation for the Seven Bowls. And we are coming to you today from chapter 15 in the book of Revelation. And this is a very short chapter.
I am Apostle Charles Wright.
And I'm Dr. Stephanie Wright. You want to tell us about this chapter a little bit? It's only 8 verses, so.
Well, this verse is about how that in heaven, Jesus is being prepared with instructions from angels in heaven to prepare for the execution, if you would, of the seven bowls, which relate to the seventh seal that was broken. And there are seven bowls following the seven seals, because this is the final and complete dispensation of God's wrath that we talked about in chapter 14.
Okay, thank you. Let's get started. Starting at verse 1, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Verse 2.
Okay. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. If I might say this for you, when I read this, I was thinking, my goodness, what is the sea of glass? And how is it put in here? We understand that when John saw what he saw, it was related to his experience in the earth. And that no doubt, I guess it was at least 1,000 years before his time period, and even further back, glass making technology was already in the East. And if you have ever seen glass being made, you will see the glass is being made from sand and fire. And the fire creates such intense flames until the sand or the elements in the sand begins to melt and turns into glass. You ever seen anyone blowing glass through a tube? There's always fire. However, here in what John said, which relates to his experience as glassmaking, which the Romans no doubt use, and I believe that glass was used for those who were had divine status, if you would, because everybody didn't own glass. But here in heaven, where God is divine, we see, he said, John saw, there was a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them, he also saw them that had gotten victory over the beast, over his image, over the mark of the beast, and over the number of his name, 666. And he saw these saints, if you would, standing on that sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they weren't burning up. They were standing on that sea of glass mingled with fire, but they were not being burned. So this is marvelous. This is what you saw there in the first verse. Marvelous. In heaven, great marvel. And it is marvelous to see people of God standing on this sea of glass that's mingled with fire, and they're not burning. They're not in pain. I have not ever heard of a fire that didn't burn and hurt. But in this case, no fire was burning. Maybe there was a purging of the Holy Spirit there. But wherever God is, there's fire that always goes before him. You'll read that in scripture too. Anyway, verse number 3. And these that stood on this sea of glass, they sing the song of Moses, and who is the servant of God. And they sing the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, who is just and true are your ways. You are, and so are your ways. Thou King of saints, not just angels only, but King of the saints. So what we see here is worship. We see a worship. You remember that we've always been told, and many of us have this experience, that if you're going to worship and you're going to have a battle and you're getting ready to go into battle, the scripture tells us Send Judah first. Send worship first. And some of us in our services at church, we do. We actually have what is called a praise team, which really is sending the presence of Judah first. And in the presence of Judah, God will inhabit the praise of his people.
Amen. And I would like to comment on that verse too, Apostle Charles, that the reference to the mingled with fire and the sea of glass, we did touch on that back in chapter 4. Looking at verse 6, It reads, "And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, in the midst of the throne, and in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne were the four creatures full of eyes before and behind." So this isn't the first time that we see that sea of glass. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the saints, the angels, whoever was worshiping, were on that sea of glass. And I think when we studied this, the creatures were actually supposed to be underneath. And the four creatures were underneath. And we go into a great explanation. I don't know if it's in chapter 4 or somewhere else. But if you've been with us, then you know about the four creatures that are there worshiping 24/7 around the throne.
Yeah, along with the 24 elders. Yes. Were there as well. So go back and study and listen to our other episodes on chapter 4.
So we are continuing in this particular chapter, and we see that there is praise continuing to go on. In verse 4, "Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you only are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments are made manifest." So we see the praise still going on and worshiping God, giving him honor, giving him praise, giving him glory before the seven bowls are poured out.
Could you say that it's possible to see this as a replication of prayer? It's a praise and prayer, because Jesus taught his disciples when they prayed, he said, "Our Father which art in heaven, holy." Holy, and that's a praise, not only a prayer, but that's a praise as well. You are holy. Amen.
Amen. And verse 5, "And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened." Now we see the temple is going to be opened, and the testimony in heaven was opened. So what we're going to see, the testimony of heaven, I would believe, is the praises that are going on and what is about to come forth out of heaven.
Yeah, the prophecy that we're looking at, it is testimony. If you go to Revelation 19 and 10, I believe it says, "And the elder came by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb." So the testimony of Jesus is the prophecy, that which is to come forth. And that's what we're looking at, prophecy that's going to happen. And that is a testimony. And it's in heaven. All of this is in heaven. But and so is the temple. This is the temple in heaven, not the one in the earth. All right.
Okay. And verse 6 reads, "And the seven angels came out of the temple." The temple that was opened. "The seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, the seven bowls, the seven vials. And these angels are clothed in pure white linen, and they have their breasts girded with golden girdles." So here we see these are the messengers that are about to bring the seven plagues out of heaven, which we are going to go into detail in chapter 16.
Yeah, notice that they came out of the temple, meaning that they are like priests, if you would, who are going to administer the will of God with the seven through the seven angels. And we see them prepared, ready to do the will of God. And that's the way we should be. We should be like priests. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Amen. And you're supposed to show forth the praises of God. And this is what they're going to do. And they're doing it without hesitation.
Amen. Verse 7.
Okay, verse 7. "And then one of the four beasts," now there were four beasts, 24 elders, and now seven angels. "And one of the beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials," or bowls, "full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever.
And we refer to those beasts, not really as beasts, but creatures. Yeah. That's the way it should be interpreted.
Yeah. We think it should be interpreted as creatures, not beasts, because people have a tendency to think beasts is something that's going to do, you know, mean and nasty and destructive and stuff like that.
And but we also don't want to confuse it with the beast.
The beast, yeah. Yeah, the beast, the Antichrist and so forth. So these are heavenly creatures that God employs to serve these seven angels with these golden bowls or vials. And notice that it's referred to as golden. Where you see gold or golden in scripture, especially in heaven, it reflects divinity, that which is divine.
Amen. And verse 8 reads, "And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled."
All right. The door is closed. This heavenly temple door is closed. This is sort of like a final countdown. This is it. It's about to begin. The worst of the worst is about to take place. It's almost like if people in the earth right now at this time, even if they were to pray, look like it's not going to make any difference because God is not going to hear the prayers. God is dwelling in his holy place in the temple, and he closes the door. The door closed. And don't forget, Jesus said, "I am the door." So the door of salvation is, and I'm going to put it like this for now, temporarily closed. Prayers are not going to be answered.
And what I think about is when you take a airplane ride, mm-hmm. they close that door.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times people don't make it on the plane,
uh-huh.
and they're standing on the outside,
uh-huh.
and they want to get on,
uh-huh.
and the attendant says, "I'm sorry, the door has
been
closed,
and you can't get on."
And we're not opening it back up, so Ooh. You can't get on. So don't let that be you.
Yeah,
don't,
there's a final flight about to take place.
Don't let the door be closed on you yeah. for the opportunity to enter in to God's temple.
And his presence. Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen. So we are encouraging you, if you have not given your life to the Lord, we would encourage you. This is a good time to turn your life over and give your life to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
We're looking at this particular chapter 15 as part one, if you would, because we're going to go further into chapter 16, which is a little bit more elaborate and detailing of the seven bowls of wrath that will be poured out as testified in heaven, where the angels have prepared Jesus to do this work.
Amen. Okay, thank you for joining us. And we are not going to delay. We will be following right away with chapter 16. So if you're listening, you should be able to go right into chapter 16. Thank you for joining us today. And may God's peace and prosperity, power be with you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Bye.
If you want to contact us or comment on this podcast, please visit our website at cgmissions.com/podcast, where all episodes are available by category and series format. You may also view these episodes on our YouTube channel, the symbol at CG Missions Inc. or INC. This is Apostle Charles. Until next time, God bless you.
Charles George Missions is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Donations are tax deductible. Donations may be made through our website, cgmissions.com.